You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Peter and Don on a Thursday. I'm actually feeling pretty good right now physically. Anyone out there, please tweet me at Rosenberg Radio if you've been going through this same thing, like this just never-ending cold. I mean, for me, never-ending. I understand, Don, for like some people this is like, you know, somewhat common. But for me to have now been dealing with a cold since Sunday, and like at times it's like really achy, super tired, sleeping a long time, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Plus now I got the runny nose part. It's just, I don't normally get this. And it's I looked it up. It looks like it's a thing that's been going around, a non-COVID sort of long cold that seems to be hitting people. And so, yeah, if you see me tomorrow at Moynihan Hall and I don't want to shake your hand or close talk you, know that I'm doing it for you. Because I am repug. Better.
Right.
But still feel somewhat repug.
I'm also a little concerned because I woke up this morning.
Okay.
And my right eye is a little gunky.
No.
So I'm hoping that I'm not getting the old pink eye.
That's supposedly a thing that's been moving around.
Yeah, so it's just very watery right now, but I got a feeling it's going to be.
I find it funny that we just went through a global pandemic, and then like I Google like these new health things that are going on, and people are like very laissez-faire about it. Like, oh man, everyone keeps getting this sort of like extended cold. It's really weird. It's like all over the place. Anyways, I was like, wait a second. Wasn't that just a huge deal when that was happening? Now, granted, I don't feel that I'll be in the hospital from this, so God willing, this isn't that big a deal.
But I told you, like, talking to Dr. April, this is going back to, like, October when I had a little bit of a cold. And I said, that's not COVID. He's like, okay, good for you. Now, what are you doing about what you have? You know, it's like, okay, you don't have COVID, so does that mean you just...
I know.
You have isn't something that needs to be taken care of and treated?
I know, it's bizarre. It makes sense why we're like that. But when you do think about it, everyone first goes, is it COVID? And if the answer is no, it's like there's some sense of relief. And it's like, but there could be a lot of annoying things I wouldn't want to give to someone.
Right.
Still won't want to give an old person a nasty cold, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We have a lot here on the table. Now, David in the car, he wants to go back. This is a throwback to our would you from Anthony about missing a team's championship.
Okay.
David, this nightmare happened to you in real life.
I wouldn't call it a nightmare. I finished college.
That's good.
Some nice gifts, and I figured I could take a nice trip to Europe. And this was May of '96. I'd been a Yankee fan from a little kid when Reggie came, and I was there with Lou Piniella as a manager. I would go to the games all the time with Stump Merrill as the manager. Dark days with the end of Mattingly's career. Mm-hmm. Suffered through the Seattle series in '95. And I'm in Europe, and they make their magical run to Atlanta. The last thing I heard was that they were down 2-0 to Atlanta.
Mm.
And I heard the name Andrew Jones. I was in a hotel the night of Game 6, and on the Armed Forces radio in Belgium, I was able to hear Wade Boggs being interviewed in a locker room at around 3 or 4 in the morning where I was.
Wow.
So it really, you know, it did stink. Thankfully, I was able to see the next 3 or 4.
Yeah, but yeah. First of all, you were able to get 3 more right after that. Second of all, you did get to, and thank you for the call, David, you did get to at least participate with it. Like,
yes.
Like, they didn't include that in the would you. It's not would you, but you can still flip on the radio and hear it at the end. Like, that might sway me.
That's because it's part of his story, right? Like, he was able to follow it, kind of. It wasn't following it the way he would if he was home, but he was following. He was consciously knowing what was happening.
Exactly. That's the thing. Let's go to Kevin in Lindenhurst. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking
What's
my
up?
Call. Just wanted to let you guys know that at first, I'm one of those guys that waits for the days that Michael Kay's not on the show. No disrespect to Michael Kay. You guys have a better chemistry. You know, the show's moved along fine. I like it. So that little NWO thing you guys had going on, that would be awesome if you guys had that in the beginning when Michael Kay's not on. That'd be
thank
great.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
I just wanted to say something about why nobody's focusing on Mike White. I understand Aaron Rodgers is great. It's awesome to get him. I totally agree with getting him. I don't know what everyone's talking about that's all mad about that decision. But what I'm saying is you got to have a backup option. And Wilson is just not going to do it. I don't think Aaron Rodgers, he says all these things about, you know, he has a relationship with him, but I don't think he's gonna do any type of mentoring for him. And I just think it's better to just cut your ties with him, just get whatever draft pick you can get for him, and just sign Mike White to a backup quarterback role. What do you got?
I'm not mad at that. I think Mike White would serve as a really solid backup quarterback.
I mean, I think so. He wouldn't be my number one choice, depending on who your starter is. If you're worried about a starter's availability.
No, if you get Rodgers.
You feel pretty good about Rodgers' starting ability. He doesn't miss a lot. Even last year with the thumb, he missed, a couple quarters?
But you need a backup quarterback that you know can win you games, and he's done that in his career.
I mean, he's won some games.
He has.
He's now lost more.
He beat the Cincinnati Bengals, right?
Yeah.
On their way to a Super Bowl.
Right.
Now, again, I don't think he's all that, but we're talking about a backup quarterback.
But
with the amount of money Rodgers is coming in, it's not like you're going to have your choice of great quarterbacks. You're going to have to sign him. He's a free agent. And as far as Wilson's concerned, I guess he's your third string unless somebody offers you something.
Mike White last year was 1-3.
Okay.
Threw for 1,200 yards, 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I mean, yeah, listen, would you want him to be your guy for 6 games if that happened? I don't think that would be ideal. But using your backup's never ideal.
Never. I don't know if you can go sign a backup quarterback with the scale of can he win, you know, 5 of 6 games.
Well, I'm telling you, the commies are going to move on from Heinicke. I firmly believe that. So if someone's willing to, I mean, he'll probably cost a few million, but he's not going to cost Josh what's his face money.
Josh McCown.
Josh McCown money. It's not going to be $10 million.
It's not going to be $10 million. He's not going to be running back money.
Oh my God, that makes it so much worse. Saquon is going to be making Josh McCown money. Oh,
isn't that crazy?
It's the worst. It really it does stink. That whole situation, slightly awkward, I feel like. And also, I mean, listen, that is the one thing I'll say I'm disappointed with the Daniel Jones thing. I'm glad they worked it out. Good for him. At the same time, if I'm a Giants fan, and I know you're going to get mad because everyone now thinks I'm a Giants hater and I'm rooting for Daniel Jones to fail. But I would have loved if he had a little bit more foresight instead of fighting for every dollar at $40 million to realize that, hey, maybe I go $36 million so this team's able to do a little bit more so I can be successful. Like that's, you know what I'm saying, Don? It's just a small piece. I get it. You got to get your money. But if you look at great quarterbacks, now listen, some teams are able to do it. Somehow the Chiefs were able to give a gazillion dollars to Patrick Mahomes and still pull it together every year to compete. But most teams can't seem to figure it out with the money.
And, you know, not every quarterback is like Tom Brady, willing to take a haircut to go out and get those players. You know somebody who never took less money to free up salary space for his team? The whole time he was here? Eli.
Never took less.
You know, so I think it's abnormal for quarterbacks to do that. Brady, I think, was the outlier. There might be some. I'm sure I'm going to get examples on social media of guys that have taken less money to do it. But I think for the most part, they all – I'm not going to call it selfish. It's business. It's how they keep score.
Right. But it's also – selfish would be the wrong word. It's not seeing the full picture. Because I would argue, Don, it's business the other way too. You could say, hey, yes, you're going to get 4 years at 160. If you did 4 years at 142, but it allowed you a significant boost in talent around you, I would argue that could end up making you more money.
Now, here's what I'll say to defend the Elis of the world that didn't do it and kind of maybe downplay the fact that Brady did it. Brady was really involved, I think, in some of the decision-making, right? He's Tom Brady. I'm sure he and Bill spoke. So he probably when he would take less money, have a conversation with management, with his owner, who was basically his father, right, Robert Kraft, and Bill Belichick, of where exactly that money was going to go. As opposed to a normal quarterbacks who are like, yeah, I'll take a discount, and then having really no idea where that money is going to go. Like, do you have faith that the general manager is going to do the right thing with that money? So you're taking the haircut, and it may not work out. Now, I'm not saying that was Eli's motivation, but maybe Eli was like, well, I can give Jerry Reese this extra money to work with, but if I'm not going to have a say in where it goes, I think I can do just fine with the roster that we have, and I'm not going to take the discount. Where Brady probably felt like, I want that player. There's a free agent I want. I'm willing to take less money to go get that guy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I see.
I think that
there.
Probably happens. Now, is Daniel Jones in that kind of area? No, probably not.
Let's go to Rich in New Jersey. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
I want to say two things. One, the game's going to be shortened up 20 minutes, blah, blah, blah. What about all the commercials? They're going to lose those 20 minutes every game. Comes out to be like 3 full games lost.
No. The commercial breaks during between innings will be exactly the same. They won't lose any advertising money.
In 22 minutes, they're not going to have commercials, right?
Because the length of the inning will be shorter, but they'll still take their 2 minutes between innings, between half innings. They'll still get 4 minutes of commercial time each inning. So that won't change.
That'll stay the same.
Yeah, of course.
The other thing I wanted to say is you should review the tape of the game today because David Cohen advertised the Michael Kay show today being on.
And
I think it was during the seventh or eighth inning.
So did he do a promotional read or did he just out of nowhere just promote the show?
No, it was a promotional read.
I wonder if they mentioned our names in that.
And he gave out the names and everything.
Our names, too? You heard all of our names?
All of your names.
Wow.
Okay, cool.
All right,
no, that was nice.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh, you can see it. I mean, it's either the seventh or eighth inning is when he did it.
Well, thank you, Rich. We appreciate the update on this.
I could probably do that. I have Yes on. I can rewind to hear it.
We have gotten they do mention our show.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, though. You know, it's one thing for Michael Kay to mention it, but, you know, David Cohen? Throwing our name around the Yankee broadcast?
Are you really, with all due respect, Don, that really excites you at this point?
I mean, as opposed to staring at a cotton ball and trying to set it on fire with my eyes. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Sam in New York. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Don. Hey, Peter. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey, like to talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. I've called you guys before. I did play-by-play back in the day when he was in college. Daughter's going through some stuff right now, and told her I'd get her an autograph, so I sent him a letter. It was a while back, asked how he was doing, and asked if he could send her something, and it took a while, but I received it. He sent a Super Bowl tape, signed Super Bowl tape, obviously an old signed Super Bowl tape, and I had asked, what was going on and stuff like that, and one of the things in the letter, he said that he's ready for a change. So I don't know what indication, you know, that means, but
wow.
I think he's ready to – I think that Green Bay's ready to make some changes, and I think Aaron's ready to make some changes. And I think that's why his game dropped off so extreme, you know, this year. He just – his head wasn't in it. He wasn't – you know, sometimes you get burned out. Sometimes you're just not there. I played sports most of my life. My son played sports. He played, you know, and I got 3 girls who played sports. I do play-by-play. I travel around. Spent a lot of time in California. You guys are talking about Sacramento. I'm a big Sacramento Kings fan. Been watching the Knicks up here. I live up here. I got a house up here. But Don, let you know something. Phenomenal. I talked to a lot of my friends about your play-by-play. Above and beyond. Don't keyhole yourself. You could go anywhere. Your talent is above and beyond. I mean, not just hockey. I mean, you just the way you flow and the way you come into sports just blows my mind. There's not a lot of people out there with that kind of talent. Phenomenal.
Well, Sam, I appreciate that. Thank you. That was very nice of you to say. I do appreciate that, especially coming from somebody who's also done some play-by-play. I appreciate the call. Hey, listen, what was Brady's situation his last year in New England? They did make the playoffs, but, boy, did it look like he needed a change. He looked done.
Yeah.
looked like it wasn't happening. I mean, that can happen. You're in a place 18 years.
Rodgers looked considerably better last year than Brady did that year.
No question. And I think the thumb probably had more to do with him being limited than him just not like caring or feeling like it's over. But I would not judge last year and think that that's a sign of things to come in his next team. I think he's going to feel a freshness about the team that he's going to be on. And you look at the big-time quarterbacks that left. Brady won a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. Remember, Montana went to Kansas City, Peter, and went to a championship game.
Oh, I remember it very well.
You know, Brett Favre, he was 8-3, ended up getting hurt, so they didn't do anything with the Jets. But the following year, he went to the championship game with the Minnesota Vikings. So there is a history of older quarterbacks changing venues and finding success. You know, it's not all Johnny Unitas in San Diego. You know, Earl Morrow with the Giants, or, you know, Craig Morton with the Giants. Sometimes you find a new life, a new lease on life. And I think he saw that maybe it ran its course in Green Bay.
Let's take a call from Alan in the Money Truck. Alan?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? My guys.
Right.
What's happening?
You're not dipping into that money, are you? You're protected, right?
No.
This ain't going to be like Money Train, right?
No, it's a lot. Trust me, it's a lot. But, yeah. So, boom. Oh, yeah. Peace to my guy, Lonnie from Harlem. Yo, so you guys, last time you guys were in Farmingdale, I was there. I met you guys. You guys gave like a 2-3 weeks heads up notice, so I was able to request off. This time it was only like a week's notice, so I couldn't really request off to come tomorrow. So I'm like, damn. Please.
It's all right. It's all right. But if you want to bring the money truck, do a little giveaway. Yeah. Hook it up.
Make it rain.
So I want to get into these Knicks. I'm not going to lie. Like, we lost last game, but it's all right. I blame Todd Butler. Todd Butler made a tweet out like an hour into the game talking about the Knicks aren't going to lose again, and he jinxed it. Todd Butler's fault. Definitely his fault. And then, everything's good in New York because, you know, I'm going to work and the water tastes better, the food tastes better, the air is fresher just because the Knicks are doing good and the hype about Aaron Rodgers coming, man. I'm just so happy about that. But I wish I was going to come to see you guys tomorrow. Hope y'all have fun.
Well, you know what?
Thanks,
Alan. We'll be thinking about you, Alan.
Thanks.
So definitely make sure you listen.
Now I want to know, Alan. Thank you, Alan. I want to know, Don, when you're thinking about Alan. Will you tell me?
Well, I'm just in spirit. Just like I, there may be a moment during the broadcast where I'm thinking about all of the people that couldn't make it.
Well, couldn't make it, like, oh, just to the event.
Yeah, but specifically, Alan, you know, probably not. And that's no offense to him. He sounds like he's
tough.
A good guy.
He just told me he would.
This is not a top five. I've got an ice pick coming up.
Okay.
But I could probably do it on the fly. You think of, like, teams, acting teams, right? Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. They had a run for a while.
Sure.
Do you think, how underrated do you think Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson is?
Ooh. Well, do they have another movie?
Well, White Man Can't Jump.
Well, obviously.
Money Train.
Oh, Money Train. Yeah.
Cowboy Way.
I don't know that.
Well, the fact that you don't know it means that maybe they're just not good. But I'm saying that's three movies they did together. They tried to make something out of it. Now, I only saw Cowboy Way once, and I really didn't remember any of it. Other than him saying something like, I like my steak dragged through a warm room. I remember that line. That's all I remember. That was
I've never even heard of Cowboy Way.
Well, go to IMDb and get familiarized with it. You know Money Train, right?
I do. I like Money Train.
The Jennifer Lopez vehicle.
That's the big Jennifer Lopez appearance. Oh, yeah.
And, of course, White Man Can't Jump. Am I missing any other ones? You do three movies together. They were trying to make something happen.
Oh, you didn't include Glover Gibson.
I don't, because it was all the same vehicle.
Right. It wasn't multiple vehicles. They didn't keep coming back together. What about Farley Spade?
Yeah, it's a good one.
How about that? You know what I'm in the mood for?
What are you in the mood for?
Some Don and Dick.
Who's that in the corner with everyone gathered around? Trading their old sports stories, the many ups and the many downs. It's the Don and Dick Show, coming your way. It's the Don and Dick Show. What can you say?
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Don. Hi, Peter. And when the day Michael leaves, you guys do not need a third wheel. You two together will be perfect. I hope it stays this
thank
way.
Thank you, Richard.
Oh, I mean it. Jim Plunkett was the first guy to leave a team and led the Raiders to two championships. And
that's
you're
right.
Going back 50 years.
He didn't
years.
Have a lot of success, though, with New England.
Not due to his fault. They didn't have a good team. He was a pinata.
Right.
He was getting killed back there. He was like Carr's brother. Same situation.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Now, let's just go in the last 10 years, all right? We have five quarterbacks that left their team. You know the names. You have Manning, Brady, Russell Wilson, Philip Rivers, and Matthew Stafford. Three of them led their teams to Super Bowls. I think that's a pretty good percentage
yeah.
the Jets are riding on. I mean, they have nothing to lose. And, you know, you give me one championship or close to a championship, that'll keep the Jet fans going for 10 years. Trust me. If you have a great year that gets us to a championship game, that'll keep us, you know, pretty good, pretty well going. Now, what I want to talk about mostly today, and I think this was done very badly, and let me ask you guys first. Does Jim Boeheim on the sidelines to you, does he look like a 78-year-old man?
No.
He looks like he's 58.
Well, when he talks at his presser, he becomes a lot closer to 78.
But I hear what you're
Peter,
saying.
He was always that way. He was always a curmudgeon. He was always like a gnawing and always complaining and never happy. That was his style. And, you know, we all loved it. Look what he did to that small school. Well, it's a big school in New York. But that school up in upstate New York, they never had a basketball tradition. Now, they were great in football. You know who came from there, Jim Brown.
Sure.
Leroy Kelly, Larry Zonka. They had great football teams up there. But nobody ever went to Syracuse to play basketball. I don't remember any players in the 50s and early to 60s until Dave Bing, one of Boeheim's teammates, went to the pros from Syracuse. So Syracuse never was known for basketball. Not only did this guy build up basketball at Syracuse, he led the Big East to that great, great part of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no such thing as the Big East. This guy was recruiting against North Carolina and Kentucky and UCLA. He made that school a big name for 40, 50 years. They were always fun to watch. I really enjoyed him, and I thought the school should have did a better job. I mean, to me, his time hadn't passed. Yeah, he was around a long time.
I didn't like whatever they did, I didn't like the way it went down, guys.
No, not for a man.
You know, for him to sit there and like it's up to the school, and are you on, are you gone, or you're not, that he deserved better than that. Now, whether that was his fault or not, I don't know. But why did it have to go down the way that it did?
It's a fair point. Richard really brought it today. Shot out of a cannon.
He's always shot out of a cannon. It's just a matter of where the cannon goes.
That's you can't ever be sure. That's what makes the Don
sometimes
and Dick
it
show.
Dribbles down the side, and sometimes it fires right through the wall.
Wow, that's a lot to deal with. Peter and Don on the K Show, 98.7 ESPN, and yes, ENN coming up at 6. More of your calls next, right here.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I wonder how soon we'll find out if there's going to be another trip for the Jets brass out to California.
Well, shouldn't he make a trip here? Check things out?
In theory. I mean, if we want this relationship to be remotely even, you would hope he'd want to come out here, right?
I would think, yeah.
Not just be like, hey, you guys can FaceTime me from the facility. That'll be fine.
Well, he's got to have a place to stay. Check out the area. Some of the restaurants.
Let's go to Gil on Long Island. He has something important to say. What's up, Gil?
Hello, guys. You guys are doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just touching base, the way you segue into the movie with William Hurt, Donnie. My son played in Smoke 1995.
Oh, really? What
really?
Character?
Yeah, he played Forest Whitaker's son, Cyrus Jr.
Oh, so he was in Oz, too.
No. My son, the one you're talking about, Oz, you're talking about Howard Perino Jr. and the Best Man.
Oh, okay.
That was his older brother. My son was only 4 years old at the time.
Oh, wow.
Kid, that's right.
His wife came and brought lunch.
Yeah.
I'm telling
you. The little kid you saw sitting on Eric Gamble's lap. Doing those scenes.
Okay, that's cool. Did he continue to act? Is he still doing stuff?
No. Unfortunately, you know, just like the movie, sometimes life takes its own different turns on you. So he ended up graduating out of Temple University in business. So he's working for a financial firm now.
Oh, all's well that ends well, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, thank you for the call, Gil. We appreciate it.
It was a great cast with Harvey Keitel, Forest Whitaker, Ashley Judd, all of them in that movie.
I got to see this movie.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Gil. Very cool.
Check it out. It's really good.
Robert in New Jersey. What's up, Robert?
Hey, guys. I apologize for the throatiness. I just got finished recovering from throat surgery for cancer.
Oh, wow.
And I just wanted to thank you guys, because during like the darkest times that I can possibly imagine, you guys brought me through.
Oh, man.
Well, that means a lot, man. I'm happy we were able to be there with you. How are you feeling? How you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. Last doctor's appointment was yesterday. They said everything looks pretty good. You know, we're hoping we got it all, and hopefully the laser did it all, and that'll be a good thing. And just as a side note, I want to know that I want to let you know that Peter and Don, both of you, are my girlfriend's 10 that you or 5 that you could list.
Really? Yeah, but that's a healthy list. A healthy list of 5.
Wow.
Who else?
She's in love with both you guys.
Oh, wow. Who else is on the... Robert, I want to know, who else is on the list?
Just for comparison's sake.
I know that Keanu Reeves is there. Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt used to be, but he sort of fell off for aging reasons. But I'm not quite sure. It changes. It's liquid, as Stephen A. would say.
Yeah,
it's fluid.
Well, Robert, listen, we're grateful to be a part of your world,
yes.
And really happy surgery was successful, and hope you get all the news regarding that that we want you to get. Thanks for the call, Robert.
Because you guys have no idea, man. You have no idea. And to all the people out there, you know, small miracles happen. Through people just doing what they do because they love what they do. And you guys are part of that. And it's an amazing thing.
That's very sweet. Thanks, Robert.
Best of luck, man. We're going to be thinking about you and stay in touch and let us know how things go with your prognosis. But that's not bad. A fluid list in which Brad Pitt's off, but we're still on?
I mean, listen, it concerns me a little bit about her taste. You know, that's a very erratic and strange list. She's Reeves, Pitt, Rosenberg, LaGreca. I mean, who could be the fifth in a motley crew like this? It's hard to even fathom.
Clooney?
Ed Hospodar?
Maybe Hospodar. Let's go to Smith. Wes in Pennsylvania. What's up, Wes?
Hey, good evening, guys. It's great to be on the show. I just want to talk about, it would be a great fit for Aaron Rodgers, you know, for at least a year or two. It would be great for the fans and everything, but realistically, it's just too many issues. So I still think we could go to the playoffs with Jimmy G.
I think so.
I don't think you can win a
Super Bowl, though.
As long as our defense performs, you know.
Yeah, listen, I think a Jim. Listen, we've already said this a bunch of times. Anyone serviceable on last year's Jets team probably would have made the playoffs. I mean, it was sitting right there for even this team, you know. So down the stretch, they had no quarterback play. If they'd had any decent quarterback play, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't think Jimmy G can take them on a run to the Super Bowl.
See, the bar can't just be going to the playoffs because I'm with you, Peter. I think any quarterback would have gotten them into the playoffs. Any decent quarterback play.
Yeah.
So the idea was if they improve at quarterback, all right, they're going to go to the playoffs. But where are they going beyond that? And I think Rodgers can take them to the promised land.
Yeah, that's, I mean, of course, it would be great. I mean, me as a Jets fan, I'm 54, and, you know, I'm a suffering Jets fan, you know. But just to let you know, though, it's been some good years, and we had a good run with Sanchez, and I thought that, what's his name, Chad Pennington was pretty good. They won some playoff games, but, you know, it's time. I think it's time for the Jets to go to the Super Bowl. And, yes, Aaron Rodgers, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wes, thank you. That's it.
So the issues, you know, be damned, right? I mean, that's the ultimate goal. You're not the Yankees who've won a bunch of championships or the Giants who've recently won Super Bowls. You haven't won a Super Bowl, you know, pretty much in the caller's lifetime. So why wouldn't you want to go for it? Again, what are these issues? All right, he's a bit of a nozzle.
That's not enough of an issue to not want to go for the whole thing. Let's go to Nick in Buffalo. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Don. Hey, Peter. How are you doing?
What's up, man?
You can hear me all right? I'm sorry. I'm on a rental car speakerphone, so I can't really tell.
Yeah, you're
gorgeous,
solid.
Even.
I appreciate some of the Buffalo love earlier. It's always cool to hear. So first of all, real quick, I just wanted to say, you know, as a Buffalo Bills fan, you know, we've had to face Brady for 20 straight years. Now we can't get through Mahomes. Any Jets fan that doesn't want Rodgers is out of their mind, as far as I'm concerned. Donnie, I heard you said you were calling the game on Saturday in Buffalo. I'm going to be in 308 if you want to come see me.
All right, 308. I will try it because I'm only doing pre and post in Buffalo. The reason I'm going because I got to go to Pittsburgh with the team. So that'll free me up to check you out. 308, I got it.
Wow!
I'll tweet you my seat out.
Cool.
But the real reason for the call is I wanted to take Peter to task, and this is something that's been hasn't sat right with me for the last couple of years. You guys always poke fun at Don for, you know, goofing up the Sidney Poitier's birthday.
Yeah.
But a couple of years ago, I was listening. It was right before the end of the show, so it kind of, you know, skated by. But Peter killed off Ringo Starr.
I did.
And that's never really brought up in the Dead or Alive intro. It's, you know, it's all Don. And I just feel
point.
Like the Ringo Starr goof is an even, you know, bigger one.
Well, it's bigger as far as stature is concerned, although it's pretty close. Sidney Poitier
not even
iconic.
Close. And the Sidney Poitier's stature is higher than Ringo. He's just he's in the Beatles. But I'm sorry.
Well, listen, we agree to disagree.
Come on, man. He's the worst member of the Beatles.
But still, Sidney, the worst member of the Beatles,
I know,
is still, you know, a Beatle.
Sidney
Poitier. Ringo Starr. Piece of love.
Sidney Poitier's level of impact.
Besides, I killed off somebody who's his 92nd birthday. Ringo's 81. You got to factor that in, too.
I still think Ringo's dead.
Marengo's not dead.
I'm 80% sure he's gone.
He's not dead, but what I did was worse because I tweeted it out and had to be corrected on the air. So that is way worse.
Oh, yeah, that
but
is, I guess,
you did kill off
more.
Ringo Starr.
I did.
If we played Dead or Alive and I threw out Ringo Starr, anybody that's a music fan listening would be like, well, that was a dumb one from Don. And then Peter would go, no, he's dead.
That is true. Now, there's no drop that was ever made from that, Anthony? When you look up Ringo, you don't see anything? That's the interesting piece. I'm surprised.
No, I think we have one.
Yeah, let me. If it's cut, I'd love to hear it. I wonder.
And Ringo's a lunatic, if he actually believed that. God rest
his soul. Peace and love.
Okay. Michael kind of stepped on it, but God rest his soul. Like, you didn't even ask, is he dead? It's done. You figured, I with confidence, God rest his soul. Two Beatles are dead. He's not one of them.
So you're telling me...
Some people believe Paul is dead.
Yeah, that's always been the case. You're telling me it's Lennon and Harrison.
Can you indulge me and go to Akeem from Long Island?
Sure I can.
Because any kind of health advice I would like to get,
okay,
if it's
sure.
possible.
Yeah, it's like car
I don't know if I don't know if he's a doctor or just a whack job or he runs at urgent care. I'm not sure. But
Akeem, the dream, what up?
Hey, what's up, Don? Hey, Pete.
What's up?
Hey, all right, so Don, I wanted to tell you, you don't have pink eye, and I don't work for it now. I'm an actual science teacher. But what you have is that it's called orbital cellulitis. And you're not even going to need the drops. You're going to need to get some antibiotics for that. That's
okay.
What's been going around, around the nation.
Is it bad?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Pretty soon you're going to wake up and not even going to be able to open one of your eyes, dude.
Really?
You're
going
to have, like, all the crust and forget about the redness, but, you know, whenever you have to switch it up from drops to antibiotics, it's pretty serious.
How do you know it's that? I'm just curious.
Yeah. And how is it any different than pink eye?
I had it, and my kid had it, and we were taking the drops, and we thought it looked just like regular pink eye. And we thought it was pink eye, and we're taking the drops for 4 or 5 days, and, you know, one day it clears up, and wake up next morning, it's the same thing. And it all started with, you know, just itching of the eye and a little bit of redness.
Wow.
It's like almost like the stomach virus that's going around.
So what are you saying Don should do in the immediate?
Should I go to the urgent care after the show?
Go to the urgent care. Wow. Let them look at it. Nine times out of ten, they're going to tell you it's orbital cellulitis, and you're going to be on antibiotics for a couple of days.
All right. But I'll be able to go about my business.
Yeah. And another question I got for Peter.
Okay.
All right. So, Peter, we're talking about, I love Mike. You know, Mike is my man and everything. I'm the biggest Yankee fan probably in the world.
Wow. Strong.
You know, but Mike does a read, you know, it's about New Jersey diet. So I wanted to ask you, Peter, a little bit more hip hop than Don, you know what I mean? Don't you think it's kind of like the Ancestry.com, like when they're working for the government to get all your DNA and they put it in the database? It's the same thing with the New Jersey diet.
Well,
the same exact thing.
Well, Akeem, thank you for the call. We certainly appreciate
that
it.
That was my fault.
The last train to crazy is leaving at 7:02. So if you hustle, you can still make that. I don't feel that way about Ancestry.com or the lovely folks at NJ Diet.
No, they're terrific people.
I mean, listen, just so you know, if you're using your computer and you're like you're buying things online and you're scrolling social media and you're using email and you're on Amazon, everyone has everything they need, bud. Anyone who's really hiding at this point, I got news for you. If you're online doing stuff, people basically have all your stuff.
That's right. If you got a cell phone, you're done.
So if you want to find out that I'm like 70% Polish, God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Split the ice apart and break the frozen ice.
Ice picks.
Now time for today's ice pick.
Oh, he's good.
Driven by Nissan. Just call it a hunch. Two of the best offensive teams in hockey. Bruins play host to the Oilers. Possible Cup final preview. Connor McDavid going up against the best team in the NHL. I got an over-under of 6.5. I'm going to go under at plus 100. Under 6.5 goals at plus 100. That's my ice pick, driven by Nissan. Hurry into the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Get a killer deal on at your local Nissan store or NissanUSA.com today. Clock's ticking. Catch these offers while you can.
Beautiful job.
That was fun.
You really are the best at this, though. There's no one doing what you do.
I'm sure there is, but I can't think of them off the top of my head, so we move on.
I think it's you. Let's go to Jimmy in Schenectady. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Jimmy, what's up, baby?
You guys don't miss a beat, you two.
Say it again?
You don't miss a beat. I got a question, though.
All right, sure.
Yes.
Okay. Peter, have you had a good firm?
I haven't really done much for Purim, but I hope yours has been lovely.
When is it?
Now.
It's happening now?
Yeah. This week.
Yeah. Question I got is, the Jets get Aaron Rodgers. The perfect backup is would be Cooper Rush for the Cowboys. I don't think he's ever lost a game as a backup.
Can you fit it in? Remember, they're going to have to make some very difficult decisions roster-wise to fit in Rodgers. So I don't know if you're going to have the luxury to get a Cooper Rush to back up Rodgers.
Yeah.
That's going to probably cost a little too much. That's why I think White could be on the table. You might be able to get him cheaper than the other guys.
Well, definitely. How could White not be on the table? What are people really offering Mike White?
I don't think
outside of here he was a talked-about commodity.
No.
Right?
And I think they only talked him up because of how they felt about Zach Wilson at the time.
Right. I mean, he became God because of the alternative at the time. Let's go to our guy Arsenio in the car. What's up, Arsenio?
How are you guys? How you doing today?
What's up, baby?
Good, good. So just real quick, I have a bunch of my friends who listen to this show, and they want me to give them a shout-out. Greg, Steph, Flea, Mills. They're all driving. They all work driving and stuff in the city in Florida. So
right.
They're listening, so just in case.
Awesome.
So real quick, I wasn't listening to the show earlier because I was still at work, and I usually put it on a drive home. People are actually calling saying they don't want Aaron Rodgers. Are these people crazy?
I know.
Wow, that is just very, very disappointing.
I mean, it's not like a lot of people calling to say that, but they exist.
Man, that's just crazy. I just really hope this thing gets done sooner than later because this is that same old Jet fandom, you know. I'm afraid, you know, for what can happen if he doesn't sign, and that's going to be a disaster if that doesn't happen. But it really does feel like this thing might really happen, and I think this team could be special with him, and I'm excited for this season coming up, man. I'm excited.
Well, knowing our luck, it'll end up happening on a weekend, so watch it happen at like 7:01 tomorrow.
Saturday midday?
Yeah, when we won't have the chance to talk about it until it's old news on Monday, although I think we'd still talk about it. Do I think it's a majority? It's probably 80-20 in favor of Jet fans wanting Rodgers, but I do think the 20% is probably vocal. Most people that call sports talk radio want to be that guy, give you the other opposing view. I don't buy it, though. I mean, I think Jet fans want this guy.
Yeah, I think 80% of Jets fans want this guy. Steve from Freeport wants to weigh in on your Wesley Snipes thought.
There you go.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. It was a while back. You guys were talking about Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson movies.
Yes.
What were the movies that you mentioned? Money Train?
Money Train, Cowboy Way, and White Man Can't Jump.
I'm sorry. Say them again.
White Man Can't Jump.
Uh-huh.
Cowboy Way, Money Train.
So there was a movie you guys missed. Okay, good.
Wildcats?
Wildcats, 1986. Did you guys mention that one?
No, and my our program director mentioned it. I just think that happened to be a movie they both were in because they were both so young. I don't think I don't think that they were teamed together, but it was a movie they were both in. But Peter, the other three, they were specifically put together.
They were on the same team in whatever high school was. I forget
it's the Sport of Kings, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. I know the movie.
Oh, man, I love that movie. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Do you remember who the principal was of the school?
Here we go.
Oh, God, I love him with the dog. He had the dog chained up. I forget his name.
I'll tell you what. There's a hip-hop artist that kind of has a similar name.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not going to know.
Hip-hop artist has a similar name.
A similar name.
But I've seen his face before. I just don't know the name. But that
The name would be Nipsey Russell.
Yes.
And the hip-hop artist would be Nipsey Hussle. And, of course, Goldie Hawn's in it. It's a very, very good movie. But I don't know if they were teamed up together, but it is a fourth movie they were together in. So that's a good call.
Thank you so much for that call. And anytime I get to see Don in his 80s glory around movies, I'm very happy.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.